time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I am up at the Helper Arts Festival building, and we're talking with Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman. Lanice, it's always fun to come up and find out what's going on in Helper because there's always so many things going on. And I think we're going to lead in with one of the things that people have probably been waiting for, and that's possibly the return of First Fridays.
Yes, Dave, we're looking at May, obviously contingent on the pandemic situation and the health department, to return to our First Friday format beginning in May. So we're super excited to begin those dialogues and make those plans. Everyone's really quite excited to see that return.
And it's one of those things that you've probably heard about and people have asked you about, and you probably can't even count how many people have asked you about when First Fridays is going to come back. So have you been getting a lot of response and a lot of questions from the people in the community?
You know, off and on over the last several months, because we really have been shut down for almost a year. So I think people have been very patient, knowing that we're trying to take care of health considerations as our priority. And then, you know, now it's time to kind of get back to normal. And with the vaccine and people behaving well, you know, utilizing masks and so on, we see it as a real viable return in May.
All right. And it's funny that you should talk about wellness, because let's talk about the wellness survey that is online right now, that it's put out by Utah State. Mm-hmm. So let's let people know about that and what they can do if they want to take that.
Sure. USU has been conducting well-being surveys. They started this prior to the pandemic, and so they're doing a follow-up survey, and they had selected several communities throughout the state, Helper being one of them. It's an online survey. If you access the mayor Facebook page, you can easily find the link and launch it. It's about a 10-minute survey, and they're eager to compare results pre-pandemic and then post-pandemic, where people are in their social, mental, physical well-being. So we're excited to work with them and to get some results to them. We're looking for a good another 50 to 75 people to jump online and take it. We've had a good response, but we'd like to see those numbers move up.
Okay. How long has this survey been out there?
It's been out for about 2 weeks. Okay. And I asked them to continue for the next two, so that we can try to get some more responses in there.
All right, because like me, I know there's some people out there saying, I remember taking a survey about this, and I just didn't know if it was the same survey. It's a brand new survey,
it's
right?
It's a brand new survey.
Correct. Okay. So moving forward through that, there's always some great stuff that's going on as far as, you know, one thing that Helper has going for it is the Poet Laureate.
Yes.
And you wanted to talk about that. Let's talk about Nancy Takas as the Poet Laureate for Helper.
Yes. So, you know, we implemented that program, and then the pandemic hit, which kind of brought us to a screeching halt. And what we've done is, she's eager to get into the schools. That was part of this concept, was to engage our students in poetry. So she contacted me, and we got connected with the local principals, Bradley and Blake Allen, and they were excited. Their teachers were excited. So we're looking to do some poetry events this spring with the students, and I just think it's a real gift. We also included Micah Salas, who's in charge of the curriculum for Carbon County, and said, hey, this isn't just Helper-centric. If there's a way for us to get into Carbon High or Creekview, we're happy to do that and introduce poetry to all of our students.
So there's plenty of things like that that go around that people may not even know about. And is that something that you've already talked about? When are they looking at doing that?
They're looking towards April timeframe locally. We've not heard back from the other schools, but Helper Middle and Sally Morrow, we're looking for a spring event to have Nancy come and introduce poetry. It's been exciting because of the young poet at the inauguration, Amanda Gorman. And so their classes have listened to that, and they're kind of excited about poetry, and we're trying to catch that wave.
All right. Now, back to something that's going on in Helper. You've seen them out. You've seen them about these great wayfinding signs. And it sounds to me like there's another wave of wayfinding signs that are going to help people look for a couple of different places. Let's talk about those and what specifically those are going to do.
So those are going to direct people to the baseball fields. They'll be attached to the existing signage so that people know where the Walt Borla Field is, American Legion, and so on. And we're actually expanding it, and we're going to name all of the roads in the cemetery after mining camps. So we'll take a similar design, similar colors and whatnot, and create signage for the cemetery roads to help orient people, so they'll be Latuda and Rains, and it maybe will help break out the sections so people can find their loved ones easier than just section 3.
All right. So, and that'll be coming to the cemetery too this spring, summer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And let's wrap up with talking about the Janet Street Bridge. You guys are trying to do something that is pretty interesting and sounds like it's going to be really great for the town. What are you trying to do with that Janet Street Bridge?
I had the state historic architect, Steve Cornell, come down, and we went and checked it out. And our first step is to register it as a historic landmark. It meets the requirements. It was built in the 1930s. The construction of it is really quite beautiful if you walk down there and actually study it. So we believe our first step is to do that, to do some power cleaning of it. We've had some leaks there over the years because the bridge is almost 100 years old. And we believe power cleaning it, we can seal the concrete and then start working with some restoration concrete people that he's connecting me to really bring it back to life, including the lights and everything. It's just really such a gorgeous piece of work, and I'd like to preserve it for our community and our guests. You know, I'm excited just to get lighting back in there because I think it'll just be a wonderful entryway into the community.
Well, and I've trained both of my kids that when you go under it, you have to honk your horn. It's just the way it is. Growing up in Helper, that's what that bridge was to me. So it'll be great to see that get taken care of and, you know, be preserved for quite some time.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else exciting that's coming up? Or, I mean, that's a lot right there that's going on in Helper. Always is.
Sure. We also submitted this month for the Community Block Development Grant. We're looking at improving ADA access throughout our community. So we identified 5 locations that we'd like to improve ADA access. So crossing our fingers, hoping that comes through this spring. We'll also begin to do the repair work on the swinging bridge this March. You may not remember, but 2 years ago, I won a UDOT grant to do that, but they are spaced out 2 years behind. So we actually are going to begin work this March from that grant we were awarded 2 years ago. And I'm excited to see that bridge restored as well.
That'll be a lot of great things going on in Helper. Come on up and check it out because there's always something fun that's going on all the time. Lenise, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Mayor Lenise Peterman of Helper City. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.